right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is May 30th, 2025, just a little bit past 11 a.m. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Before I do get into today's show, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is a cloudy day here in Vancouver. It's starting to get a little bit sunnier, but it's not too bad. You can definitely start wearing your shorter weathered, you know, clothing. I mean, I'm rocking a nice pants with a nice short sleeve. But it is also a great day to be listening to some awesome and amazing music that will have you on the dance floors. Welcome back. If you don't know how Discolly works, basically for about half of the show, I like to talk about one mainstream artist, one of their mainstream albums or projects. We run through their artistry, their genres, everything to do with that album, the music that was behind it, the artistry as well, the musicality, and we run through all of the music on that album. We play some of the songs, we talk about it, we kind of, you know, give our opinions on it, add to the discourse, and then at about halfway, I try and create this little segue so that other artists can be given a little bit of a light. Usually I like to make them Canadian artists, if not a little bit like of emerging artists, and bring their music onto the Discolly show. For today's show, it's going to be just a tad bit different, just because sometimes we do interviews here on Discolly, and I had the pleasure to interview Empanadas Ilegales, a Vancouver-based band that mixes cumbia beats with psych rock. It's a really interesting mix of genres. It was a pleasure to get to know them on Monday. I'm pretty sure we filmed we recorded a little interview for you guys to get to know them a little bit more. So I will be playing their music later, getting to know them a little bit more. But before that, I want to introduce our artist of the week, or band of the week, Los Angeles Azules. For those who know Los Angeles Azules, they're very well known in Mexico. They are a Mexican band from Iztapalapa, Mexico. Their classic tagline, it's like, Iztapalapa, Los Angeles Azules. They always do that. It's super, super fun to listen to their music. But yeah, they formed in 1976, so this band has been around for quite a while. They do have rotating members within the band. Obviously, this band is pretty, pretty big, and they are just known for their danceable songs. They're very much like fiesta party songs, and just, you know, having a good time. So that's going to kind of be our vibe today. Empanadas Ilegales is pretty much the same. Whenever you listen to their music, you just want to get up and dance. You want to hit the dance floor and you want to have a good time, which is why we are doing both of these bands today. But more about Los Angeles Azules. Like I mentioned, they are a cumbia, but specifically a cumbia sonneter, which is basically a type of genre that mixes cumbia with synth and accordion sounds. Which is really interesting, and you'll get to know it with one of the first songs that I'm going to play off of their album, which their album that I've chosen for today is Cómo Te Voy a Olvidar, one of their most famous and known albums. But believe it or not, this band actually has a staggering 25 studio albums. It is an immense amount of albums, an immense amount of music. But I mean, for being a band from 1976, I'd expect nothing less. But yeah, so today we're going to be doing Cómo Te Voy a Olvidar. It was released in 2013. It has 19 tracks and some classic singles that most people know. Because we do have our interview today with Empanadas Ilegales, I want to get straight into the music and just, you know, get into it, get into our dancing moods, because we will have our interview take up about half of the show. So we're just going to get straight into it with Cómo Te Voy a Olvidar by Los Angeles Azules.
Amor, 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 quiero que me vuelvan a mirar tus ojos. Amor, 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 Quiero volver a besar tus labios rojos. ¿Cómo no acordarme de ti? ¿De qué manera olvidarte? Si todo me recuerda a ti, en todas partes estás tú.
Si en una rosa estás, si en cada respirar estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando la cruz estás, rezando una oración estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar?
Si te clavaste aquí en mi corazón y de amor llenado mi alma y tu sangre corre por mis venas y mi sangre me hace estremecer contigo. Quiero que me vuelvan a mirar tus ojos. Amor, amor, amor. Amor, amor, amor. Quiero volver a besar tus labios rojos. ¿Cómo no acordarme de ti? ¿De qué manera olvidarte? Si todo me recuerda a ti, en todas partes estás tú.
Si en una rosa estás, si en cada respirar estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando la cruz estás, rezando una oración estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si en una rosa estás, si en cada respirar estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando la cruz estás, rezando una oración estás, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar?
Welcome back to Discali. That was Como Te Voy a Olvidar by Los Angeles Azules. As mentioned, today will be a specifically Latin beat and, you know, Spanish music. That was Los Angeles Azules with Como Te Voy a Olvidar off of their album, Como Te Voy a Olvidar. Track title off the album. It is a phenomenal song. It is so fun. It is so danceable. You truly just want to grab a partner and just start dancing. As mentioned in their specific genre that I was talking about, it's called Cumbia Sonider, which is like synths and accordion. As you can tell, there was a very, you know, main and almost very visual, but very impactful accordion in the song. It is kind of like the statement of Como Te Voy a Olvidar. I feel like for those who have seen Los Angeles Azules live in concert, whenever they just do the do 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 do, people immediately know what they're referring to, immediately know what's coming. Everyone knows it's going to be Como Te Voy a Olvidar by Los Angeles Azules. It is a phenomenal song. It's perfect. And there's so many different instruments in the background. We got a little maraca. We obviously have the accordion. We also have the trumpets. We have the vocals. Something with this type of music is that, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of different people involved and different artists involved, and they all come together to make this amazing masterpiece. This is also something we're going to see later with Empanadas Ilegales. They have so many different percussions. It is a lot of fun. And specifically with them, they merge synth sounds as well as psych rock sounds. And it is really interesting to see because it's not something you would expect a lot with that kind of Latin American music. But without further ado, we're going to keep moving on with our songs from Los Angeles Azules. And we're going to go to one that is also very famous that is called 17 Años. You're listening to Los Angeles Azules here on CATR 101.9 FM.
Sabes, acabo de conocer una mujer que aún es una niña. Sabes, tiene los 17 aún, es jovencita y ya es mi novia. Amigo, sabes, acabo de conocer una mujer que aún es una niña. Sabes, tiene los 17 aún, es jovencita y ya es mi novia. Amo su inocencia,
17 años.
Amo sus errores,
17 años.
Soy su primer novio,
17 años.
Su primer amor. Amo su inocencia,
17 años.
Amo sus errores,
17 años.
Soy su primer novio,
17 años.
Su primer amor.
Es callada, tímida, inocente, tiene la mirada. Le tomo la mano y siente algo extraño. Lo abrazo, me abraza, empieza a temblar de miedo, diciéndome que nunca había sentido sensación así en su vida, así en su vida. Que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor,
que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor.
Callada, tímida, inocente, tiene la mirada. Le tomo la mano y siente algo extraño. La abrazo, la abraza, empieza a temblar de miedo, diciéndome que nunca había sentido sensación así en su vida, así en su vida. Que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor,
que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor, que si eso es el amor.
Welcome back. That was 17 Años by Los Angeles Azules. A very fun song. And it's just that same beat. It's that same, like, you know, danceable song. I know when I went live to Los Angeles Azules here in Vancouver back in September of last year, I went with my parents. And this is one where everyone was singing it so, so, so loudly. I think they actually played it twice. It was kind of like an encore. Which was really fun, and it was so awesome to see my parents kind of live that dream of getting to see Los Angeles Azules live. It was just such a great time. They did come, as I mentioned, back in September to Queen Elizabeth Theater here in Vancouver, and it was such a fun time. I feel like the Latin community really came together to attend that concert, and it was just an enjoyable experience overall, and there was not one single person on their chair. Everyone was standing up. Everyone was dancing. It was a phenomenal time. It was just the perfect way to enjoy to enjoy an afternoon. The last song that I'm going to be playing, unfortunately, off of this album, we are coming to wrap up Los Angeles Azules, and I know it's been a quick little, you know, snippet of what they are, but I want to make sure I really do get with Empanadas Ilegales, because I have just been astonished by the music, and I've been so intrigued to get to know a little bit more, because they have an upcoming project that they're releasing exactly 1 week from today. So it's going to be a really fun time to explore Empanadas Ilegales a little bit more. But before we do that, I'm going to play one last song known and loved by Los Angeles Azules, and that is obviously one that is very famous. And if you might have guessed it, yes, you are correct. It's going to be El Listón de Tu Pelo. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is El Listón de Tu Pelo by Los Angeles Azules.
Al no poderte besar, mi piel se estremecía al no poderte tocar. Hoy por fin esta noche estarás junto a mí. Olvida la vanidad y el orgullo, déjalo afuera. Que esta noche sensual y bohemia es por la ansiedad de que estés junto a mí. Olvida la vanidad y el orgullo, déjalo afuera. Tus labios se entreabrieron para decirme deseo y te quiero.
Hasta el final, provócame mis labios, hazme tuya de una vez. Qué impaciente estoy de ti, de tu sensualidad que siempre callé. Hasta el final, provócame mis labios, hazme tuya de una vez. Qué impaciente estoy de ti, de tu sensualidad que siempre callé.
Punk rockers Motherhood with special guests Montreal's Sam Moy and Vancouver's Space Crash Echoes June 11th at Green Auto. To get your tickets and learn more, visit at Green Auto Music on Instagram and click the link in bio.
you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Scully on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was us wrapping up with Los Angeles Azules with El Listón de Tu Pelo, one of my personal favorite songs. It's such a nice song, such a danceable song. And yeah, I love dancing to that type of music, especially Los Angeles Azules with my mom. Sometimes, you know, we'll put it in the car when we're doing a long travel day. Or even sometimes when I was young, she would put it on her phone while she was doing a cleaning day. And it was just, whenever I heard Los Angeles Azules, I knew it was cleaning day. But yeah, I love attaching those little memories with music. And yeah, that was Los Angeles Azules for me. Without further ado, we're going to move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week, which as I mentioned, we do have an interview lined up, so I do want to get through some of their songs before we do get to our interview and get to talk about them a little bit more. We are introducing today Empanadas Ilegales, very much from Vancouver. Like I mentioned, they're very much a band that blends traditional cumbia with salsa, as well as West Coast psych rock and Latin rhythms, dub and jazz. And they are very much heavy on the percussion. Love percussions. Percussions are really what can hold a beat, what can hold a dance. And we'll get into more of that discussion with Empanadas Ilegales later with their interview. They are releasing their upcoming album, Sancocho Trifásico, out on June 6th, a week from today. And they are having a awesome album release party, album release concert at the Hollywood here in Vancouver, right off of Broadway. So definitely check it out. I'm pretty sure they are selling still tickets on the Hollywood's website, as well as you can find it on Empanadas Ilegales on their links. But before we do get into our interview, I want to play a couple of the songs. And one of the songs that I was told to 100% listen to will be Mano Peluda, which will be its live debut here on the radio here at CITR. Mano Peluda, we will be playing right before we get into our interview, but we will be starting off with Chancletazo. Chancletazo, for those who don't know, has a very interesting story that the interview does touch on a little bit. But chancla, la chancla, or the flip-flop, is very well known in Latin America as a disciplinary tool. but yeah, we will have that a little bit more in a more detailed explanation later. But without further ado, this is Chancletazo by Empanadas Ilegales. All right, welcome back. That was Chancletazo by Empanadas Ilegales right here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to Discali. Chancletazo is right off of their upcoming album, Sancocho Trifásico, released 1 week from today. Empanadas Ilegales is coming up right up next after this song with a live interview here on CITR that we had a couple days ago. But as I mentioned a couple minutes ago as well, we will be doing the radio debut of Mano Peluda, the song that will be coming up in their album quite soon. So without further ado, I am happy to announce that this is Mano Peluda live on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back. That's Mano Peluda by Empanadas Ilegales, starting it off here, right here on Discali CITR 101.9 FM. Without further ado, I do want to basically get straight into the interview. It was a really fun time to get to interview Empanadas Ilegales, get to know a little bit more what goes on behind the scenes of their music and how they come up with this amazing danceable music. Once again, they are performing live here in Vancouver at the Hollywood Theater for their album release party slash concert. June 6th, 1 week from today. I will be playing a couple ads right before we get into the interview. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll see you guys next week for a new Discali episode. I do want to announce at 12, up next, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode with Dave. Definitely stick around. It's going to be a fun time. But without further ado, I'll see you guys next week for another episode. But yeah, right up next after this, we have Empanadas Ilegales live interview here on Discali.
This is Alex Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love about making music. I'm passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is about humanity, hope, and healing. Find it wherever you enjoy listening to music or visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Rana Fulmic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Rana Fulmic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am now here with Empanadas Ilegales with our interview. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited to have this interview with you guys. I am very excited to also bring this type of music to the Discali show, since I love covering Latin American artists. I love covering Latin American music. I think it's a very artistic and very amazing genre. And Empanadas Ilegales is actually a Vancouver-based band, so here in Vancouver, which is honestly really cool because I feel like here in Vancouver, we don't really get to see that much of that side of Latin American music, and I love to see bands that do shine and bring light to that kind of music. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We're just going to run through a couple questions and get to know your music. So I know you guys, of course, I know you guys focus a lot on bringing the audience to the dance floor. I mean, your guys' music does, you know, revolve around cumbia, salsa, psych rock, Latin rhythms, dub, and jazz. I mean, those are so many genres and so many genres that even myself can't even imagine blending them together. And you guys do such a good job in doing it. But you guys aspire to bring audiences to the dance floor. Do you find that mainly your instrumental music or maybe some music that have some lyrics are more danceable too?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd say it comes down to the instruments that really rely on the rhythm and whatever melodies and harmonies, right? But that's like the main core for what the music is all about. For us, it's like really all about making that rhythm and that like groove really stick, so people cannot help but to dance because it's just like so infectious. Lyrics for us, I think, you know, we think more on maybe some chants or very short things that kind of like become a rhythmical phrase and kind of enhance that dancing. But for the main part, I'd say is instrumental, you know, allowing voices to express, but more melodically. Like for example, our trumpet player Jocelyn Waugh, like she takes solos kind of like incorporating a bit more like the jazz traditions of music into something that is like groovy and dancey, right? So like that allows that singing melodically to shine. Same with like guitar solos, or sometimes we have guest saxophone players, right? So that for us is a bit more the focus on the dancing. I feel like instrumentally it just kind of gets to the point, and you know, there's no language barrier essentially.
Yeah, and to add to that as well, something that it's very important for us and like that resonates with where we come from is the idea of the roots, the Latin roots, and they're very like the rhythms like salsa, like cumbia, like tumbados, things like that we constantly are playing are very, very based on rhythmic levels or rhythmic things. So we always try to keep that alive all the time. We tend to say that all of our instruments are percussive, of course, starting from the drums, the congas, the bass as a percussion, and then sometimes even the guitars and everything else. So yeah, 100%. Our sound is based on the rhythms, trying to bring our roots front, and then incorporating our little pieces of psychedelia or our own Empanadas Ilegales color into it, right? And then we always explore here and there with some vocal stuff, but it hasn't been something that we personally kind of bring as a forefront. there's amazing salsa songs that are filled about like the words and the lyrics, like Héctor Lavoe and everything he wrote and everything he said, you know, like it's gets to your heart. Hey, we're trying to do the same with melody. So
yeah, 100%. I mean, for this episode, we are going to be doing Los Angeles Azules, with it's a Mexican band very much known for their danceable beats and their danceable songs, as well as their lyrics and how their storytelling is really like a love story or like heartbreak. But when I see, when I listen to Empanadas Ilegales, I mainly just really just picture a lot of people dancing and having fun. I mean, mainly you guys are also dancing and having fun. That's also one of the centers of being a percussion player, is to making sure that you keep the rhythm so that everyone else does keep the rhythm themselves and have a nice time. I did want to a little bit talk about your production and your genres, as well as the type of music that you guys create. Concerning the vibe and the production of your music, what audience do you wish your music to reach? I know that there might be a certain type of niche audience that you do end up reaching to, and those who'd like to dance and those who like to, you know, play around, or also those who are Latin American. But do you guys find that this music is reaching a particular niche community, and do you wish for it to expand?
Yeah, no, great question as well. I think for us, you know, truly, although, you know, as mentioned, we're really trying to stay true to our Latin roots and, you know, want to draw attention and really kind of make people, you know, identify and discover a lot of these genres and rhythms. Ultimately, we really kind of resonate and really want to resonate with the most diverse amount of people possible. You know, we really find that our music is like super danceable and there's no real structure to it. In the more classic sense of like, hey, you have to dance salsa this way, or you have to dance cumbia that way, right? Like, our whole thing is to remain true to the roots, but also to break the scheme a little bit. And with that comes, you know, the fact that anyone can really listen to it and feel the desire to dance and to enjoy it. And, you know, to kind of speak to that a little more, we did have the opportunity to play in multiple scenes in Vancouver. Like, Vancouver is really rich musically and has these pockets of music from different backgrounds and types, right, that are a little bit difficult to find. But our goal is really to kind of identify all these little niche pockets in Vancouver and, like, play. So we've played shows with, like, the electronic music scene, with, like, musicians from Iran, with, you know, heavy rock-style venues, to all sorts of things. Even the more traditional kind of, like, classic Latin context, of course, we've played the in those venues and areas as well. But yeah, our whole thing is, you know, the music is for everybody. Doesn't really matter where you come from, what you like. Our goal is just to kind of, you know, make folks enjoy themselves and move and get loose on the dance floor.
Yeah, I love that. I love that perspective on it. I definitely agree. I actually was doing an interview, I think like a couple months ago, with a Mexican band that sang in French. And I thought it was really interesting because we don't really see Mexican people singing in French because the main language is Spanish, which leads me to a follow-up question with you guys. I know that you guys implement a lot of psych rock and psychedelic aspects, such as synth sounds to Latin American beats. Do you guys find that particular aspect of that music that you guys make a little bit complicated, or that goes, I guess, against the typical music scene that is synth pop or synth rock? And how do you guys merge those two genres together?
I can take this a little bit. Well, I think that our music, it just kind of from the beginning came from this passion of building up to our roots, and of course being able to play music as itself. When we just started the band, we started playing mostly like rock and blues and like classics like that, like just having fun and improvising and like getting to know each other as musicians first. And then once we realized that we were like all constantly together in pocket playing, like enjoying ourselves, understanding each other through in times of improvisation, we kind of started moving towards being able to play a little bit more of our Latin roots, cumbias, then we went to salsas, and then we've been exploring a lot of that. And now I think third studio album coming out has helped us a lot in terms of production, in terms of like music writing and development, to bring our sound out a little bit more, to show to the public what the Empanadas Ilegales sound really is and how we're developing it. And I don't know if I would personally say that it would compare to pop synth or anything that is moving around with the effect side. It's more so just that, us trying to grab like a base that is like historic, that it's very connected to all of us, where we come from, our cultures, our families, you know, what we know, what we grew up with. And then trying to give it a little bit of a new twist of something that we, I guess I would call it, we ourselves developed while just experimenting with each other, right? Like while trying to go for the look of this sound, this color, this flavor, that now, like, we thought it was called Creepy Mambo before, now we're calling it Sancocho Trifásico, and then maybe it'll be called something different as we keep on discovering ourselves in our tone and constantly evolving, I'd say.
Yeah, 100%. And I really like how you mentioned, you know, sticking to your roots and sticking to your culture. I know I've noticed a couple names here and there, like sancocho is like a traditional stew, and there's also chancletazo. Chancletazo, what I'm picturing is like la chancla, you know, and like when it comes to discipline. How did you guys come up with that, and how did you guys come to putting those ideas and those cultural ideas into your music?
Okay, well, I'll start with the chancletazo, because that song was something that I wrote after we did a tour with Empanadas, and it was like in December, and everybody went back to their respective homes. Like, all of us are from, you know, Jaime's from Argentina, Danny went to Colombia, Ricardo went to Ecuador, and I wasn't able to go back, so I had to go back to Vancouver and kind of spend Christmas, you know, like as an immigrant in Vancouver, which is totally different than what December is in Latin America. And I got to my studio and I just basically wrote something based on like an intention of how Empanada sounds like. And it just came out as a chancletazo, like a flip-flop slap. It just felt like it was like very like, you better behave, you better be good, you know. And then, you know, I did some synths and some stuff, and I showed it to Danny, and he's like, immediately he's like, that's not one of your songs, that's an Empanada song. And then from there it just kind of like developed into more and more. But then what we started doing writing the album was trying to incorporate a lot of these like myths and like stories that are from our folklore. Like, we have a song called La Mano Peluda, which is the hairy hand, and it's like a children's scary tale of like also behaving. There's the chancla, you know, like that chancletazo is like the iconic disciplinary tool that we have in Latin America, which also I found out that is also in other cultures. Like, they have the flip-flop in Africa, there's one in like the Middle Eastern region,
Asia.
There's the Asian one, right? Like Indian as well. So it's kind of like a very universal thing that kind of like connects the intent of our music. We want to make it, like Danny was saying before, we want to make it like multicultural and diversify our culture within other cultures. So that itself started becoming more of like, okay, well, let's stay true to our roots and use certain words that are like very, very connective, like sancocho. Like, there's sancocho versions of this type of soup, which is a stew, and it kind of varies on the region where you are in, like Colombia, or are further down in like Peru and Ecuador, and then there's like the sancocho from Central America, right? So like there's a connectiveness to it. Same with empanadas, right? Like, empanadas is a multi-international food, and it just has different fillings. We all have a different filling. But, you know, it's that kind of thing that we're trying to connect our traditions, but, like, make them accessible for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a bit of the storyline together.
A bit of the feel of the song. I guess the line, the main line of the song that is done by the bass and the guitars, you can feel a little bit like it's just something that is hitting you in the face, right? Like, or something slapping you a little bit, like, state quieto, like, you know, like, don't move.
Yeah, be like good. Powerful. And recording it was like that too. Like, I was strictly telling them all, like, no, you can't divert from the line. It's the line, like, it's the chancla. And it just stuck. And, I mean, I really like it.
It makes total
sense. I'm very, very happy with that song. It's very fun.
That's awesome. No, I love when songs have, you know, cultural stories or like a very well thought out background. I think it just makes the song so much more. And at the end of the day, if the band has a passion for the song, the audience members are always going to notice it because, you know, you guys are excited. The audience is excited. That's just how music works. I know how you were mentioning a little bit about the writing process, and I was thinking that maybe you could walk me through it a little bit, because you guys have up to 9 members in Empanadas Ilegales, which can sometimes feel like a lot, especially when it comes to writing and practicing and knowing when to come in and when to not. Bring me through the writing process. Like, who writes the music? How do you guys manage having all of those members in the band?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the Empanadas writing process is quite interesting and unique in a way where, you know, it's very collaborative. We always aim to, you know, have all of our voices heard in the songs. But that being said, you know, there's instances where maybe somebody will come with an idea or have like a full song developed, as an example, Chancletazo, or previously like Cumbia del Pálido, which is one of our top heard songs. You know, like in that case, for example, I came in with an idea and it just got further refined with the group from a song context. But most of them are actually like collaborative, right? We'll come in, there'll be like a melody that comes up. Somebody will kind of either sing it out loud or have it already, you know, transcribed or whatever. And then we'll start kind of like thinking about, okay, well, what is this melody, right? Like, how can we now kind of like work backwards rhythmically to support it? And in other instances, it's the other way around. We're studying a rhythm and then that, you know, creates a new idea. That was a good example where, you know, the song Mano Peluda, which is going to be coming out soon, it kind of started that way. We were in the studio just studying a very specific kind of variation of the cumbia style, with, you know, adapted to the drum kit and like adapted with traditional folkloric percussion. And then from there, the main line came to mind, and then we kind of just like chanted it out loud, and then, you know, for example, Daniel Ruiz transcribes it into a with a gaita, a traditional flute, right? And then from there we start adding concept, we start testing things. Sometimes we kind of like overdo it and we're like, okay, maybe we should remove certain layers, right? Remove synths 1, 2, and 3 and remove the, you know, the third guitar crazy effect or whatever in this part. And then we're kind of just like chiseling at this big slab of rock to make it into the final piece, which, you know, can take a bit of time to dial in and to master. But ultimately, yeah, it's really kind of quite a collaborative experience, the songwriting. But I think, Ricardo, you also had some thoughts there.
Yeah, I wanted to add to everything that you're saying. An important part of the process as well. It comes directly from the idea that, yeah, we have played from like 4 people to 7 people to 9 people. I think we've even had like 12 and 14 people in some parties just randomly. But we truly have been developing most of the sound since the beginning as our core band, which is like the 4 main ones, which is the 3 of us here and Jaime, the other guitar player. And then previously we played with Alonso Benavente, who was our former drummer and now helps a lot with percussions and a lot of creative processes. And just to add to everything that Danny was saying, I think that's a super important part and like interesting part of our creative process is how it's always varying, right? Like everything can go anything. Like sometimes we're rehearsing the set and then someone is like, oh my God, I'm so like, we've done this song a billion times. Let's just do a jam. And then just someone starts with something crazy. We all go in for it. And then a line comes up and then we start developing or like, it's like anywhere, anyhow, like sometimes it's, as Daniel was saying, some people bring over. Sometimes we get super inspired by a song. And then we try to make a cover to the song and then we flip stuff or something. We go crazy and we completely separate from the song, but they stick to a root and, you know, like it's kind of like a sancocho. It's all over the place and it's happened in so many ways by now. And we have so much more that we're still working on. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, honestly, that's a great way to describe it. It's like a sancocho of a bunch of creative minds coming together, building off of one another, and just, you know, having fun at the end of the day. I know that you guys are releasing your upcoming 3rd album June 6th on Friday, which is super, super exciting. And you guys have like an album release at the Hollywood here in Vancouver, which everyone please check out. It's going to be such a fun night. But on that note, you guys are basically embarking on a mini kind of summer tour, going around to different festivals and playing in different venues. Embarking on that journey, are you guys excited for anything in specific? I know this is also like a mini tour to accompany the album release. What are you guys most looking forward to?
Ooh, I gotta say, I'm very excited to play the Montreal Jazz Fest. It's been one of those dreams of mine since I moved to Canada for a while, and it's happening. That one is going to be a highlight. I think also the Calgary Folk Fest is going to be really fun. Mission Folk Fest, Canmore Folk Fest, Sunfest in London, Ontario.
I was going to say.
And Mixto in Toronto as well. Oh, and we're also doing a thing in Salmon Arm on, I guess, like the 23rd of July, I believe. That kind of starts our second leg of the tour. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun summer. There's a lot of really exciting dates, and playing for summer festivals in Canada is like one of those amazing treats, because people really, really listen and they really appreciate the music and they go there for the music. So you can really vibe when you're playing for them, and it's like this shared experience that it's really amazing. So yeah. I can't wait to share our album.
Well, we have actually 19 dates on the tour, and it's been really, really amazing to see it come together. We have an amazing team that we've been working with right now. So like a little shout out to Weird Time, our label, to Juana from Lula World Records, which is our manager, and to MGMA, our booking agents as well. They've been working super hard to bring all this together, and we've always wanted to be able to share music across Canada, and it's always so nice. We already have had the experience of gone to some places outside of Vancouver, and it's always so, so nice to feel the different cultures and the energy of everybody in every single city. So it's super nice.
Yeah, for sure. And to add to that as well, for the Vancouver folks who are listening in today, you know, the big one for Vancouver is going to be this June 6th. It's our album release show at the Hollywood, and we are actually going to have some limited edition records and vinyl there that are only available at the show. So it's going to be really special. They actually just got in today, so we're really excited. And yeah, so if you come out to the show, you'll be able to purchase those kind of limited edition records. I think there's only like 50 that are worth selling, so make sure you come and get them while they last.
Yeah. Also, check out the other bands. We're playing with Midnight Boogaloo, an amazing sounds ensemble led by Alan Ruiz, an amazing guitar player in the city as well. I'm sure most people have heard of him. And then we are also being supported by Tropico Norte, a set of music diggers and record diggers that have been curating an amazing playlist of vinyl, like analog vinyl from the 60s, from the 70s, from the 80s, salsas, cumbias, classics, psychedelia. Just pure flavor and love. So yeah, I think everybody's going to love it.
Well, I love that. I'm honestly super excited. And also, I really do appreciate mentioning the vinyls. I love vinyls. I always talk about vinyl records here on Discali. And it's super exciting to go through them and can't wait to see those limited edition pressings. That does come to the end of this interview. It has been a pleasure of getting to know you. I do have one last question that I like to ask all of my interviews before they leave. And it is, whether from your new upcoming project or from your past projects, if you had to pick one song to introduce someone that doesn't know your band, what would it be?
Yeah, so I think for us, the big one that's coming out is Mano Peluda. I think that song would be the one, because it's kind of sets the new tone, the new direction that the band is heading in. And it's quite special. You know, it's a very unique rhythmic bass and a really unique emotive aspect to it that is kind of really interesting. And although it differs from the typical empanada sound, I think it's a really interesting one for new listeners to dig into and experience, right? And kind of get lost in the world of that song. And I think it really, in a way, really captures the feeling of the entire record, because you don't know if you're, you know, in a dance party or the apocalypse, right? And so I think that's what makes that song kind of so unique and capture the vibe of the record in such a good way.
Awesome. Any other responses, or we're just going to stay with Mano Peluda?
It's a hard one. There's so many different ones, if we're talking about after Mano Peluda, which I think we all are feel the same way, from the new record, I really like that song called Trifulca, which is another really powerful song that represents a little bit of our new sound, but on the opposite side. It starts a little bit more like kind of on the low tempo kind of shows that we can also like play it down a bit, and then it starts getting more energetic. And then like a classic or something that they started the creepy mambo era would be a Batidora 3 en 1. But yeah, we can move. We're coming with more new music. There's a lot of things in the back end still being stewed. So stay tuned, and we'll see you hopefully at the party on the 6th. It's going to be amazing.
I completely agree. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, and Ricardo, for coming on to Scully. And I can't wait to see what you guys have coming forward this summer, especially with the album release. And I hope to see you guys on June 6th at the Hollywood Theater, and anyone else out there joining.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Scully. Thanks, CATR, for having us. We are empanadas.
Ilegales.